But those that are on that road, there's very few that's walking that straight and narrow way. Mm-hmm. Now that's the way they would express it.
I see.
To the best of their ability, but down there they couldn't express the scriptures in direct. Some places they just say and hit and go on. Mm-hmm.
Would they threaten the people? Would they say the devil was?
Oh yeah, they just stayed on them all, preaching the gospel.
Stayed on them all the time. Mm-hmm.
How would they refer to the devil? Would they just come right out and say it?
Yes, they would come right out and say it. And if you don't do thus and so, you will burn. And now here's the next thing. The older people would teach. Says, now that would be around these, when they was having those prayer meetings, as we say, those exhorters. They would, oh, I gotta lose my thought now. Anyway, they would say, when you have been tormented, it says, in those flames, the devil's flames, 10,000 years, they said, your damnation just begun. Well, that wasn't in the scripture, but they said. And that's the way that it was expressed, the devil.
Would parents ever try to scare their children by saying, now you better behave?
Or yes,
the, And what would those words be?
Better behave, don't the bad man will get you.
Bad man?
Yeah, that's what they call him. The bad man will get you.
I see.
Yes.
And did they, you mentioned horseshoes to scare off
the devil, I think, hands.
I've seen some horseshoes hang up somewhere. Some time ago, somewhere.
Back since them times, you see them some places you go out in.
Now the hands would be, the people thought the hands from the devil, was that true?
Yes, that's what they would think.
And if a house seemed to be full of them, what would they call that house?
I can't recall.
Would they stay away from
that house? No, sir.
They wouldn't.
They continue to go on there. People did.
A lot of people see hands, but I know.
My brother that passed some number of years ago, 2 years younger than I, had a place out east here because my sister owned it. Now he could see hands anytime. And then my daddy used to go out riding a mule to this on this old road going to, what was that thing? Woodman. He'd come back telling distress, and more people would tell when they get a certain place down here and down on the hill that you can see Haynes. And that my youngest brother, he could look any time, said, don't you see that yonder? We'd be up and down the road, just boys, of Easter here. Sometime we'd be just a falling away singing. He said, don't you see that ghost? See that fella walking yonder? No, and he always could say he'd see.
Mm-hmm. Now this place where your sister owns, was that, and your brother saw the hands, did they call it a haunted house?
Well, they wouldn't have called it haunted house, but they'd see them in the room.
Yeah, right around this curve.
They say right around this curve now, just for this highway, new highway was built. You go around it, and it's true. We used to go around it, her sister lived right, you'd go around it for this new highway and then go right up on the hill right over, not far over yonder when she'd live it. She'd walk that road and then when we'd go around it a piece with her from here when we first moved here. It was a hot feeling and
hot
you know
air.
That, you know, hot air and smell something just like a goat. Hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. Now that's in since that olden time, baby.
Not too long ago.
Not too many years ago.
About 37.
My dad used to ride along there and come on home, and he'd talk about what followed him behind the little old mule he's riding going from the lodge. Mm-hmm. And he had several other people speak about certain places. It wouldn't be in no houses.